Details emerge in the death of former NFL star Doug Martin. By Dylan Gwynn on October 21, 2025. Details regarding the death and circumstances of the death of former NFL running back Doug Martin have remained few and far between, but Martin's agent has cleared up at least some of them. Brian Murphy of Athletes First has issued a statement shedding some light on the death of his former client, who died in police custody over the weekend. Privately, Doug battled mental health challenges that profoundly impacted his personal and professional life, Murphy said on Monday. Ultimately, mental illness proved to be the one opponent from which Doug could not run. Following recent media reports about Doug's untimely passing, the family wishes to clarify the circumstances. Doug's parents were actively seeking medical assistance for him and had contacted local authorities for support. Feeling overwhelmed and disoriented, Doug fled his home during the night and entered a neighbor's residence two doors down, where he was taken into custody by police. An investigation into what transpired as he was detained is underway. Martin, a California native, spent the bulk of his career, 6 years, with the Buccaneers and 1 year with the Raiders. In all, he played in 84 games and amassed 5,356 yards and 30 touchdowns. A former Boise State star, he was a first-round pick, number 31, of Tampa Bay in 2012 and immediately burst onto the scene, rushing for 1,454 yards and 11 TDs and catching 49 passes for 472 yards and another score in his first season, which resulted in a Pro Bowl nod, ESPN reported. At the time, he had the third most yards from scrimmage as a rookie in NFL history, trailing only Eric Dickerson, 2,212 in 1984, and Edgerrin James, 2,139 in 1999. Martin's best season came in his All-Pro year in 2015, when he rushed for 1,402 yards and 6 TDs and had 33 catches for 271 yards and another score.